Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're kind of open this morning from 7 to 8. 8 o'clock, we have Dr. Patty Bay joining us. It is the 19th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Our first line responders there to the pandemic that hopefully is winding down quicker than it arose. But it doesn't seem to be that way. We're going to have to talk about Governor Newsom and some decisions he's made. But I'm here with Sue. Sue, you do a wonderful job with the news.
Oh, thank you.
And you do a great job as a producer. And now I expect you to do even a better job with the weather.
Okay. Well, today, sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms and maybe even a slight chance of showers afternoon. A high of 73, calm wind becoming north, 5 to 8 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 50. Tomorrow, sunny and 76 with a low of 52. Mostly sunny for Thursday and Friday with a high of 81 for Thursday, 79 for Friday, with lows dropping down in the 50s overnight. Then for Saturday and Sunday and heading into Monday, warmer temperatures. Saturday, sunny and 85, 88 for Sunday, and 91 for Monday, Memorial Day. Overnight lows dropping in the 50s for Friday and in the 60s for Sunday and Monday night. It is mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 50, 49 in Anderson, 43 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 46 degrees in downtown Redding. A traffic collision reported at Airport Road and Mosswood Lane, tying up traffic. Folks, find an alternate route. Heavy construction, 299 west towards the coast between Weaverville and Willow Creek. Stop and go traffic in some areas. North of Shasta Lake, they've got an area of construction slow down. 2.8 miles south of Gilman Road to 0.2 miles south of O'Brien Road, affecting the southbound lanes. Down to one lane near Dunsmuir as well, with the Sims Road on-ramp closed, and a little bit further north on 96, expect possible delays. Also between Redding and Anderson, near Red Bluff, a construction zone off 36, and down by Corning, they also have some road work as well on 99. Now, Carl, back to you.
There was also a traffic fatality last night. Did you say that? Maybe I didn't hear it. It was on down going toward Anderson at Bonaventura, 273 in Bonaventura. And a young lady driving down the road, somebody ran out in front of her. No drugs, no alcohol involved on her side. And they've ran out in the, you know, at night on the road. And if you drive 273 down toward Anderson, it's dark along that road, and there's people walking alongside it, and there's people crossing the road. You really, really have to you have to be careful. I mean, there's been times that I came up on people dressed entirely in black with a hoodie on, and if they had stepped out in the road, it would have been over for them. So, you know, I'm just be careful. I know that young lady today is probably totally upset about what happened, and I hope she realizes that it wasn't her fault. At least it didn't sound like it. It didn't sound like any charges are being made.
Right. It was on 273 near Buenaventura Boulevard.
Yeah.
So it happened, I guess, around 10 o'clock last night. The woman was walking and was struck by a vehicle. So, and it happens. It's so dark on that road.
Yeah. Okay, the weather reports and the traffic reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a local business that's done very well. Chuck and Judy Kinney started this business over, 20 years ago and have succeeded. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They have done so much for our community. Sometimes below the surface, mainly below the surface, so they just help people. And of course, other times when they're, it's a little bit more, overt, like they wanted to feed all the VA clinics here in town, and they did that. But they give, discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Now, Governor Newsom says that Shasta County can open in a period of weeks. But, of course, he's been saying that from the beginning because it's based all on numbers, all on numbers. And we've had 34 cases since this thing has started back in March. We've had 34 cases. Four have died. And that was in like the first, what, week to 10 days. We had four people die. And now we haven't. We had almost, I think we went almost 2 weeks without a case. And we had one case. And we had another case. But, you know, some people are in quarantine. I think they've got like six people in isolation. Things are opening up here. And I want to talk about that later on during the show. Anyway, as we pointed out yesterday, though, there's still about a thousand people a day in the United States is dying from this. The equivalent of 9/11 every week in our country. Still dying from CV-19. It's still here, but the question is how, you know, how much longer will we literally keep sheltering in place? He says now that offices can start opening up. As you know, Mount Shasta Mall opened up yesterday. And, you know, the people there are happy. Not all the businesses have opened up, and they've got, you know, stores have spacing rules and their sanitation spots, you know, for your hands and everything in there. However, two of the businesses didn't open up, and that was Penny's or Macy's, JCPenney's or Macy's. I don't know, did you hit this on your news today?
I didn't. I did announce that they were opening up the Mount Shasta Mall last Friday.
Okay.
And so, you know.
So I think they opened up yesterday. Anyway, JCPenney's has said they are closing 242 stores and during their bankruptcy. So we're not sure which one that is. I would hate to think it was the one here at the Mount Shasta Mall, since it's one of the anchors. When you look at it, you know, people ask, are the days of these big box stores over, open now? I mean, over now. They didn't get into the rise of the online shopping. And they've tried since, of course, have tried to catch up with it. But will they open? We've always not been on the closed list here in Redding, California. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on that. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got some things to talk about here. One is the lawsuit's been brought by three senior officers, two lieutenants and a sergeant in the Redding Police Department, claiming that merit was overlooked when it came to promoting, and it was based on age. So we'll talk about that when we get back. It's 7:13 in the morning here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is one of the banks here that took the lead in getting helping people get that Paycheck Protection Program, took the lead in helping people keep their businesses open. Whether you were a customer or not a customer, they helped people that were non-customers that were having problems with their own bank, and they came to Cornerstone, and Cornerstone was able to help them. This is just one of the indications of why Cornerstone Community Bank is a great place to do business with. They're locally owned and operated. Their board of directors are local people. And it's a bank that started right here in Redding. They do have a third branch down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, but they're here in Redding at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue. Cornerstone Community Bank. They're still moving people's dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You give them all, those old time stuff.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. With the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-45677. If you got something stuck in your crawl, want to talk about it, something fair, not fair, doesn't seem fair. Today, the 19th of May, 7:18 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. And, you know, Alliance Heating and Air, professionals there can work on any type of HVAC system. They're always doing continuing education on the different systems. If you call Alliance Heating and Air and you want them to come out and take a look at your filters, make sure your thermostat's working, everything is up to a par here with the hot weather coming, as we just heard, I think Monday, 98 degrees, that it's time to give them a call at 221-2642. If you need an on-demand hot water system, they can do that. We installed that in our house, and it's almost like a blessing after, you know, having a house that worked on boilers, you know. And then part of the boilers had been dismantled during the continued rehab of the house over the years. So you got almost, 5 gallons of water, and that was it. You know, then it would turn cold until it turned hot. Having an on-demand water heater is so nice there. You have hot water as long as you need it. This and so many other reasons to have Alliance Heating and Air come to your home. When they say they're going to be there at noon or 1 or 2, whatever time they set up, they don't give you a 4-hour block. They tell you when they're coming, and then they're there on time. 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, a number of things happening. Joe Biden gave another one of his virtual campaign rally speeches at his home in Florida. I say Florida. I'm not sure where he's at. I think is he in Florida?
I'll look it up.
Look it up where he's at. Anyway, he's given this a talk to a group of people. And Canadian geese, Joe can't win. Canadian geese on his property started honking and honked throughout his whole speech. And he mentioned it. He said these were they're honking, but they're honking in support of me. It's poor Joe. You know, things happen. He walks off. He walks off camera. I mean, all these things have happened to Joe Biden since he's not out. It seems to me that he could be in some places. I mean, he could be in Texas. He could go up to MoDoc County and speak. I mean, they're not shut down. He could go to, different. It seems like he could go to different places, but of course he isn't.
He's in Delaware.
Delaware.
Yes,
that's
he's in
that's
Delaware.
His home. It's sunshiny back there because I saw, part of the interview or part of what he was doing. And it was sunshining. He was, kind of like in his patio out there. And then here come the geese. You gotta love it. Okay. Graceland. Elvis Presley's home in Memphis, Tennessee, is reopening. Now, many, many, many people thought it should have never been closed because the whole area of Graceland is blessed by the spirit of Elvis.
Oh, there you go.
Elvis loved his fans. He would not allow them to get CV-19. Have you ever been to Graceland?
Yes, many years ago.
How did you like it?
I loved it. I didn't want to leave.
Really?
Yes. You could spend a day there, and it's still not enough.
One of the ladies that work here went back just a couple years ago, visited Graceland. Now, I lived in Tennessee for several years and never once made the pilgrimage to Graceland. I don't know. Linda's been there, but I've never seen Graceland. So, I don't know. Maybe my life is. I've never been to Kathmandu either, though, and I've wanted to go to Kathmandu, because it just seems like at some point in your life you could go, yeah, I was at Kathmandu.
Just to say you were.
I was at Kathmandu, and then of course you have. There's other places like that. Just to say I was at Kathmandu. I was at Mochi Picchu. Yeah, I climbed. Mochi Picchu.
You did?
No.
Oh,
but
you
I think that was. I think
say.
that is something that people got stuff like that. Climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Climbing Kilimanjaro is kind of like in Africa. It's kind of like Lassen. I mean, you can make it up there. It's not easy, but you can make it up there. Of course, I guess I could say I climbed Mount Lassen. Probably I will. Maybe this summer.
You need
to. Everybody does.
And you don't need to rush. You just take your own pace.
They have little rest areas there.
They have areas where you can stop along the trail.
You can stop along the trail.
Yes.
I mean, is there a place like you can lay down and
no.
get a massage? You get a massage? No place like that, huh?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I may have to rethink that one. And then, do you remember Leave It for Beaver? Leave It for Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver.
It was one of the series they played, every afternoon,
gosh.
And just
yeah,
great.
It was. It lasted for like 7 years, and there's a story of a family. The mom was always in a dress. If she was in the kitchen, she had a nice little apron, and dad was a lawyer or something. And then there was the beaver, and then his older brother. And the, you know, this was a, you know, this was the stories, you know, problems that, that the beaver would have, you know, and then, you know, how dad would come in or mom would come in or older brother would come in. And, you know, it was a family thing, very loving and all this. But they had a person in this who was kind of the, if there was a villain,
he was a stir stick.
Beaver, yeah, if there was a villain, it was Eddie Haskell. And Eddie Haskell was guy's name, real name was Ken Osman, and he was supposed to come on the show as one, I don't know, and you know, just for one show. And people responded to him because what he would do is he would just suck up to the Cleavers, which is what their name was. He would suck up to the Cleavers, the adults, and then he'd try to get the beef in trouble all the time. And he tried to get his brother, whatever his brother's name was, to...
You know how... I can't even remember. How sad. I'll look it up, though.
I know his real name is Tony Dow, but right. Whatever his name was.
But he was always
He was always
brother.
Trying to get him, yeah, the oldest brother into trouble. But Eddie Haskell, I mean, it was just, I mean, you'd see him, oh, Miss Cleaver, oh, how beautiful you are today. I mean, it was just, but he was so good at it that he appeared in over 100 of the episodes.
Wally. His name's Wally.
Wally, of course it was Wally.
I couldn't remember.
How could I forget Wally? But the bottom line on it was once the series ended, and he worked in a couple other, you know, guest spots on shows, he was forever Eddie Haskell, forever Eddie Haskell. So he decides, he says, I've got a wife, I've got two kids, I got to get a job. So he became an L.A. policeman, a motor officer, motorcycle guy, and was in the LAPD until he retired. Anyway, he just passed away. This week, yesterday, I believe, at age 76.
And did you know he was shot 5 times and 4 in the chest, and the vest protected him, and 1 hit his belt buckle out of the 5 shots? That's how lucky he was.
Well, I think at that point, after he felt himself all over and saw that he'd been shot 5 times and had no penetrations into his body, I'd walk down and bought a lotto ticket
Exactly.
That day because that was his day. Or maybe that was all the luck he was ever going to have. But Eddie Haskell died. And in the month of May, I mean, they've had all types of people dying in the month of May. Little Richard, I mean, it was just a number of people. Fred Willard died, who was, if I've seen Fred Willard, he was 86. I didn't realize how old he was, but he was in so many different movies, mainly mockumentaries like Spinal Tap and Best of Show and all of these. All right, before we take a break, Linda and I started watching a thing on Netflix. It's called White Line, and it's not a car racing. It's set in England and Spain, or British actors in Spain. So part of it's in Spanish, part of it's in, you know, from British actors, which is why I need captioning because I can't understand either one of them. In fact, I understand more of the Spanish than I do of the English speaking. But the White Line is cocaine. And it's a comedy in some ways, but it's not a comedy. But this one part is where the guy's trying to hide cocaine, so he's got it in one of these little banana boats. You know, long story. But as he drags it across the lawn, it catches on a lawn sprinkler, so he leaves a long white line across his lawn of cocaine. Well, the dogs get into it, and from then on, you've got this little dog, and in every scene they're back there, this little dog is running at like cyclic rate everywhere, and it's got white stuff all over its nose. It's it's hilarious, and the dog passes a car running, and the kids are trying to feed it. He's just looking at it. It's time for a break. This portion of the show, and it has nothing to do with white stuff on the ground, is brought to you by Clyde's. Yeah, Clyde's listening right now. He goes, oh, great. You go from a break talking about cocaine into my business. Yes, the original and still the best at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specializing in home electronics. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned, locally operated. He will meet or beat big box stores. He will get your television to you or anything you else want, just, you know, delivered the next day. If you want surround sound, he will install it in your house. He installed it in our house 13, 14 years ago, and it works great. The only authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch here. And 32 years in the satellite business, your source for the Dish Network. That's Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give them a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back.
No more timing. Each tear that falls from my eyes. I'm not hiding the remedy to cure this old heart of mine. I can dream about you if I can't hold it tonight. I can dream about you. You know how to hold it just right.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So get
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and give us a call. We've got open line till 8 o'clock. Time to tell us what's going on in what you believe should be this world. Today's the 19th of May, and the temperature is essentially...
Temperature outside is currently 46 degrees.
46 degrees going up to?
Today's high right around 73, and it looks like by Monday temperatures could reach up to around 91.
And it's going to be a real nice day today, according to my or is it going to be raining today?
There is a slight chance of showers. It's okay. very slight, with a chance of thunderstorms as well, and 20%.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the top highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It has received 4 out of 5 stars in specific areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, and hip and knee replacements. I mean, I'm sure there's other things out there, but those are your major groups that you want to be able to make sure you got really high ratings in. And it also has the Da Vinci Surgical Robotic System. Less intrusive, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. A lawsuit filed against the city of Redding by 3 Redding police officers alleging they were passed over for promotions because of their age. And a suit filed in Shasta County Superior Court May 8th, the officers, Lieutenant Jeff Wallace, who is 48, Lieutenant Peter Brindley, 49, and Sergeant Todd Kogel, 43, said they were passed over for promotions due to age discrimination, and they're wanting a jury trial. They're saying that determining when older employees were going to retire was a past practice and obsession of the Redding Police Department, according to the lawsuit, which said the agency repeatedly asked employees orally and in writing when they would retire. Now, 49... 48 and 43 are young.
They are.
They're young. However, in police work, they've been there, let's just say, pretty close to 30 years. And as we know, almost every officer I have known, and I'm sure there's, except maybe for the chiefs, almost every officer that I have come in contact with in California, when they under the old system, which these gents are, when they hit 30, they leave because they're at 100%. They retired close to 100% of their regular pay. So when you get people, and that's been one of the things that we talk about with the chiefs, and is that we hire somebody. The only one we hired that didn't have only 2 or 3 years left was Rob Paletti, and he was here for 5 years. And Rob left, of course. But our chiefs, we now have, Chief Blankenship, Chief Modi, Chief Paletti, Chief Hansen, Chief Moore. What's that, 5? We have 5. And then Chief Schuler will be here for 3 years, but he'll be over that 30 years, I think, during that time frame. So when officers of that, when they hit their 30, they're gone. So I imagine that these officers are got to be close to 30. And so is it fair? I mean, is it fair to ask when you plan on retiring at a certain time in the Marine Corps? You retire. It's not as nebulous kind of as this. Mm-hmm. You can retire at 20. You can, and then after 20, I mean, you serve at the president's will and Congress's will. How long you serve? I mean, I served a long time. I had 32 years in, and I was offered another tour, which would have taken it to at least 34. And I was 58 then. I was 58 in Al Anbar province running up down the streets, not as much as as those younger Marines were. There's something to be said that you have younger police younger people out there on the front lines, because they have to be able to run and fight at a daily thing. But by the time you reach up, but as you get promoted and further up in the promotion ladders, the less time you spend on the street. So now you're going by expertise, you know, things you've learned, things that you can mentor people, understanding the system, being able to make the system better. So you should value your wisdom. On the other hand, if you've got younger officers that are there, that are capable. So what the three are saying here is that it wasn't by merit and their professionalism, because, you know, they had great marks. It was based on the fact that they were older, and that's age discrimination. I believe this is what this is saying. Meanwhile, Barry DeWalt, the city attorney, said the office will have no comment on the Wallace lawsuit. This is a pending investigation, and our response will, of course, occur in court. And, of course, it's all you hear is from the attorney for the officers. And I think, you know, this, you know, this puts our police department in a tough spot, because you want to promote people that are going to be there for a longer time. Yet at the same time, you can't just can't pass me over because I'm 48 years old and I'm going to retire in a couple of years, which is essentially what the city is saying. Hey, they're going to leave in 2 years. We need to bring these guys up so we can keep them for 10 years, 8 years, so we can utilize them. And instead of having them to go through the whole series again, I'm not sure that's what the defense is going to be, but I'm sure it's got something to do with it. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Did you read about the lawsuit?
I have an announcement to make, but I did want to comment about that. How old is Wallace?
I'm sorry?
How old did you say Wallace was?
He's 48.
Yeah, he, in 2018, his total compensation was $239,622.30. And
okay, now that makes, I want everybody to understand, that's his pay plus his medical for
well,
him, for him
pay,
and his family.
Overtime, yeah. All the other stuff. But yeah, that was 2 years ago, too, so I'm sure it's more than that. But point being is that, I mean, that's the deal. I mean, you know, I'm not, that's not good or bad. It just is.
No, that's the deal. Right.
Yeah, it just is. And so you're right. You know, if these guys decide, well, you know, we've had enough in a couple of years, they can retire, and here we are with more unfunded liability. But the reason I'm calling is that there is today there's going to be a lot of people at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and they're going to be asking and petitioning the Board of Supervisors to open up Shasta County on several reasons, several legal reasons. One is that we no longer fit the criteria for an emergency. Or a state of emergency, number one. Number two, there is no state of emergency. It was over May 4th. And so there is no grounds on which the county legally can pursue any position as far as stopping businesses from opening. And they do have jurisdiction.
Well, let me ask a question on this.
Sure.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Terry.
No problem.
What is your feelings? Do you believe that we should be able to have mass gatherings, 4th of July again, with 5,000 people there and all these things?
I believe we're grown-ups.
You mean totally opened up? No restrictions?
Well, what I'm saying is I believe we're grown-ups. I mean, I don't need to, I was going on the freeway the other day and it said, you know, if you have to drive, drive safely. Well, I know to drive safely. I keep my seatbelt on. And what I'm saying is there has to be personal responsibility. Here's the real deal, Carl. If somebody wants to go out and be an idiot, they're going to go out and be an idiot whether you have a law against it or not, number one. Number two, the caution of social distancing, that's up to you. I mean, I still, you know, make sure that I'm doing that just for my own self. I do those certain things. But the point is that we should be able to make those choices as adults, and there's no jurisdiction other than a lawsuit against the county or frankly, a criminal suit. Because they're violating so many things. I mean, believe me, if I spent 3 hours with attorneys yesterday on the phone, there's a lot of things these guys are violating. There is no state of emergency. And there never was. There never really was. Because it never met the criteria for a state of emergency. And you know what that is, right? No. It's code section 8558B. And what that says is that if the only time there's a state of emergency, like we have with a car fire, like we have with a campfire, is when the local people, the police department, fire department, hospitals, cannot handle the threat. Well, for example, in Placer County, they're reopening because they have 668 beds and 8 people in there with COVID. And if you have a state of emergency, why are you laying off people in the medical field? So, you know, it never really was. And one last thing, to the Board of Supervisors' defense, the information they were getting was astronomical. I mean, some of the information that we were getting was 126,000 people would get this thing out of 190,000. Well, of course you would want to social distance and do those things and comply, because that's what we thought it was. But then as we went on, we found out that was never the case. It was like, what, 100 times, 200 times more than really what happened? So the real deal is that people have to be responsible. I mean, we didn't do this during World War One, World War Two.
I don't see why businesses can't open. I don't understand why libraries can't be open. I don't understand why bookstores can't be open.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand. Well, the jewelry stores are reopened. And now there's a battle going on between the gyms. Some gyms are opening. Some are still, you know, working under the premise that you've got to stay shut down. Barbershops, hair salons. These places need to come back online. And we've had 34 cases since this thing has begun. The 4 people that died, and that was unfortunate, and I feel for the families, but that was almost 2 months ago. It's time that people are able to, you know, and Terry and I, believe it or not, we agree on things, and this is one of them, Terry. I'm not sure I would go back into a large crowd. I don't, you know, but I'm not against that. I don't see anything coming. I'm really looking forward to what happens from the Cottonwood Rodeo. I don't think there's going to be a blip. I could be totally wrong, though. And if all of a sudden there's 500 cases coming out of that, then I was wrong. But it doesn't. It hasn't looked like that.
Well, regardless, it's not your choice to make or my choice to make. Regardless, it's not the Board of Supervisors' choice to make. It's no one's choice to make. That's the deal. There is no state of emergency. There wasn't then. So the real deal is that it doesn't matter what comes out of it, because the thing is it was never legitimate to begin with. And on top of that, there's, you know, that was a choice to go or not to go. People went or they didn't go. And the real deal is that this whole thing, COVID is real, of course. We all know that. But the real deal is all this crazy stuff about a vaccine. How do you vaccinate something that mutates? That's why we don't have anything for the common cold. So they've used it as a power grab. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. And the Board of Supervisors is so out of line. I mean, here's Les Baugh putting out that he doesn't want to have people get married. They can't have a rodeo, but he can go get his hair cut. So, I mean, gosh, you know, at what point do we still have these people in office? And at what point do we not just take some action and say, okay, you guys are out of here, and here's what we're doing?
Okay, buddy. So that's going to happen today at 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, pal. Have a great day.
You bet. Take care. Here's the thing is I disagree with the sense about a state of emergency, because, and even though Terry, you know, he touched on it at the beginning of this, I mean, we had no idea how bad this could be, how bad it was going to be. I mean, we could be sitting here with, I mean, according to what they had said at the beginning, we could have had 5,000 dead here in Shasta County. But it hasn't gone to that. But, you know, and then people will point out it's because we shut everything down. We didn't have that. To say it wasn't a state of emergency at the beginning of this, based on the information everybody had. But now it's been over 60 days, and, you know, what I've read and things I've seen is that the governor's state of emergency can go for 60 days, if that's what he wants to call. But after that, it takes the legislature to get into it. But, you know, the bottom line on this is we've had 34 cases in this county that we need to get people back to work, and we need to get these places open as quickly as possible. you know, you do their social distancing. I have no hesitation at all to go down to Cypress Square Barbershop because I know they're using the disposable bibs. They're sanitizing the chairs. They have coverings on the chairs that you sit in on a fresh one each time. They spend 10 minutes sanitizing their tools there. You have waiting outside. You're not sitting inside. See, that to me makes sense. And that to me means that they should be open. Because I can then make that decision if I want to go in there, which comes down to that's the bottom line. And same thing for mask. So, hey, 7:49 in the morning, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. We've got a couple other things to hit on before our guest calls in. Dr. Patty Bay is going to call in. She's got a show on Saturdays, but I've been wanting to have her on, and she's going to call in about, you know, we've talked about the economic problems that the COVID has caused us. We've talked about the things that have been canceled. Everybody has been touched by this, if not by the virus itself, by the economic fallout on this. She's going to talk about the mental health and what happens to families that the kids can't go to school and the parents can't work. What kind of dynamics are there inside the family and what can we do to kind of look at that? Other things are, you know, maybe domestic violence and why, you know, I mean, you just know that there's going to be a rise in that, even though you wish there wasn't. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
You can go your own way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:55 in the morning here on the 19th of May. Beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil is Shasta Siskiyou Transport has been working here and Reading, been established in Reading in 1967, still going strong. They deliver oil, gas, diesel, jet fuel throughout all of the western United States, and fire season is starting. And we know how much we appreciate our firefighters out there. Well, you need to appreciate SST Oil because their tanker trucks and their fuel trucks are up there on the front lines making sure that the helicopters, the planes are fueled, that our firefighters have the gas and diesel, anything they need to fight the fires. So they're out there 24 hours a day, too. Just something that SST Oil does and does better than anybody else. They're always looking for good employees. It's an employee-owned company. And the president of the company, Bill Casparino, it still drives now and then. When it's needed, he can get into those trucks and he can move them. You know, it's good to know that you got a CEO that can do everything that's going on in the business. Give him a call today at 241-1167. And if you're looking for a good job and you're looking for a company that takes care of you, that's SST Oil. Have you ever heard of Pier 1, Sue?
Have I heard of Pier 1?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of it.
It's mainly, I think it's down in the south. It's based out of Fort Worth, but I've seen it in Southern California. And it's a it's kind of a furniture store, and it has all types of different things. It's almost
yes.
Furniture.
And, Pier 1. Yeah. Okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Pier 1.
Pier 1.
Well, they're going out of business. They're not going to open up after this.
No way.
They filed for bankruptcy right before the CV-19, and they were looking for a buyer and how to recover from this. And the CV-19 has killed any deal. So they're going to liquidate the stuff they have. Now, this goes along with other stores. And by the way, the company was planning on shutting half of its locations or about 450 shops permanently to save money, but now everything's going. This also has hit, and we've talked a little bit about it, but Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, Rural Chain Stage Stores, and JCPenney have all filed for bankruptcy in recent weeks. And Stage Stores said we'll liquidate all of its stores if it's unable to find a buyer as well. Online furniture companies such as Wayfair, which you can buy all your stuff online, mm-hmm. has, somewhat hammered Pier 1. Also, the Nordstrom's down in Sacramento, that was Linda's and her mom's favorite Nordstrom's, has shut down. They've got another one down there, but they've shut down the one that she, as she says, I've shopped in that store since she was a teenager. She says, I knew where to park. I knew which, how to get into it, go to the spots. In the store, but it's shut down. Other businesses. I'm hopefully, I'll be very pleasantly surprised when this thing starts opening up and we have those businesses in this town are still going to be there. Local businesses.
I'm hoping. I'm really praying.
We really are. because there is, you know, we need to get reestablished here. We're rebuilding the downtown. We're rebuilding what it looks like down here in downtown Reading. But we need to fill those places up with shops. And hopefully that we're not going to have a beautiful downtown but no stores there because of this. But I think, you know, when you look at Deja Vu, they're hanging in there. The stores seem to be in the businesses seem to be hanging in there. I cannot wait. Maxwell is right down the street from us, and we love going to Maxwell's. But they've been shut down. They moved everything over to Little Max in the post office, and they're completely redoing the inside. So they should be able to open up, I think, next week, according to the guys that were working in there. So, Hamburger Tuesdays.
Definitely.
Yeah, I can't wait till they open up, as many others. Got to run. Dr. Patty Bay will be calling us right after the news.
Center, your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says he's bullish on America's economic future post-coronavirus.
Together, we will destroy COVID-19 virus, and our country will emerge from this pandemic stronger than ever.
Mnuchin testifying remotely this morning before the Senate Banking Committee. That panel also hearing from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
The scope and speed of this downturn are without modern precedent, significantly worse than any recession since World War II. We're seeing a severe decline in economic activity and employment. And already the job gains from the last decade have been reversed.
And Powell says those who are earning the least have been hurt the most by the economic downturn. President Trump threatening to permanently cut funding to the World Health Organization and reconsider U.S. membership over the WHO's handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
Trump tweeted a letter sent to the WHO that read, "The only way forward is if they can actually demonstrate independence from China." It also laid out allegations of missteps and how it says the agency responded to the coronavirus. Trump has repeatedly attacked the WHO, claiming it helped China conceal the extent of the virus in its early stages and gave the U.S. bad advice. The WHO has bowed to calls from most of its member states to launch an independent evaluation of how it managed the response to the coronavirus. I'm Julie Walker.
The president says he is taking the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine in response to the coronavirus threat.
A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
But the drug is unproven for fighting COVID-19. The FDA cautions against using it outside of a hospital or clinical trial setting. Checking Wall Street now, the Dow is down about 93 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index up 56, the S&P is currently unchanged. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're about to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law. And we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we've still stayed fairly small, on purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. A reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
China's government is looking to crack down on elements of the wildlife trade. It could spread viruses like COVID-19. The BBC's Celia Hatton in Beijing.
The vast majority of people in China don't eat exotic species, and they appear to support the government's various buyout schemes to limit the wildlife trade. The central Chinese province of Hunan is purchasing farmers' stocks of exotic animals, with several breeds of snakes, bamboo rats, and civet cats among them, in hopes the farmers will switch to other more conventional livestock. State media says that six other provinces have started similar schemes. The Chinese authorities have also drafted legislation that limits the kinds of animals that can be legally farmed for meat, though critics say this will not stop the trade in breeding animals for medicinal use.
And that is BBC correspondent Celia Hatton reporting from Beijing. News and analysis at townhall.com. Shakespeare's Global Theater, one of London's major tourist attractions, says it could be forced to close for good because of the pandemic.
All of Britain's theatres have been shut since March, when the government imposed a nationwide lockdown to slow the spread of the virus. While some venues receive government subsidy, the Globe gets 95% of its revenue from ticket sales. The theatre says the blow from the pandemic has been financially devastating and could be even terminal. The British Parliament's Culture Committee has told the government the Globe is part of our national identity, and for such a national treasure to succumb to COVID-19 would be a tragedy. Charles Villadesma, London.
The coronavirus pandemic has hit America's home builders hard. Housing construction plunged again last month. It fell 30.2%, that according to figures released this morning by the Commerce Department. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 19th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage for Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's the weather look like? I'm here with Sue.
Today, sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms and showers, very slight, 20% afternoon. With a high of 73 and mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 50. Then sunny skies starting tomorrow as well. This will continue all the way into next week. Tomorrow's high 76, a low of 52. 81 for Thursday with a low of 51. Partly cloudy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Monday, sunny as well with a high of 79 for Friday and a low of 52. 85 for Saturday, 88 for Sunday. Overnight lows dropping in the 50s. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of 61. Then for Memorial Day on Monday, you can expect a high of 91. It is currently clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 50, 49 in Anderson, 43 in the city of Shasta Lake, 46 degrees in downtown Redding. No incidents on the roadways, however, heavy construction between Redding and the coast. This is 299 West, over 7 construction zones, so make sure you've got a tank full of gas. Also, if you're traveling between Redding and the Oregon border, expect delays north of Shasta Lake, closer to Dunsmuir, down to one lane, and closer to 96 towards the Oregon border. Of course, ongoing delays between Redding and Anderson as they widen Interstate 5 and a construction zone on 36 this morning. This is just east of Corning as well. They've got a construction zone on 99. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. And the weather and news and traffic reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, local. Owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I guess maybe I wasn't clear, but in the last hour we talked about the traffic fatality on 273 in Bonaventura. And somehow somebody thought I said it was in Anderson. I said it's the road that heads to Anderson, heads south. It was a young lady driving at last night at about 10 o'clock, and somebody ran across the road in front of her. And she unfortunately hit them, and that was the fatality. And you really have to watch yourself out there at 273 along that road. It's not, you know, there's not a lot of light out there, and people walking along the road dressed in black. The one I almost got was wearing all black and a hoodie. I mean, he was as close to being invisible as a person could be. Luckily, he didn't step out into traffic. But I always try to move over into the left lane at night. Just because of that. But then you got to watch them come from the other side.
Exactly.
So, anyway, hey, today our guest is Dr. Patty Bay. Now, Dr. Bay has a show that is just spectacular on our station from 11 to 12 on Saturday mornings. But I wanted to have her come on today. We've talked about all types of economic disasters that CV-19 is bringing on to people. But there's so much more. Dr. Bay is a very well-known, a published psychologist that treats, that has had a practice here in Reading. And I'm just going to introduce her and let her introduce herself. Good morning, Dr. Bay.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Well, thank you for asking me to be on this morning.
Linda's not with us this morning. She's still on assignment. But,
okay. Well, you can tell her hi for me.
I will do that. I'll give her a hug for you. Patty, tell people who, you know, a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a marriage family therapist with a doctorate degree. I have a private practice in Reading. I've been practicing for about 34 years. Before that, I worked for Children's Protective Services doing sexual abuse investigation. And I have this radio show on KCNR called Therapy in a Nutshell. And the goal of that show is to give people information, therapeutic information, because not everybody can afford therapy. Not everybody can get off work or, in today's case, get out of the house and go to therapy. And so it gives people real-life skills for relationships, their children, themselves. Do a lot of talking about anxiety, depression. The show I did last Saturday was about how COVID-19 is really taking people under emotionally. And it just, you know, life is hard sometimes, and Erskine's difficult. So I try to give skills for people and help heal the world 1 hour at a time.
Yeah, and you've got a big following.
I've got about, as of this morning, 17,600 listeners.
There you go. So coming out of our station here, and it's going across the nation and probably internationally.
Yeah. I have people that listen to it all across the nation and some in Europe.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the reason I wanted to have you on today was, you know, the fact is that we do talk about the economic tragedies that's hitting people. But this thing is really, you know, it is having a severe impact, I imagine, on many families.
Huge.
Especially, you know, the ones who have lost their jobs, even if they've been able to get some money through unemployment and all this, it changes the whole structure of a home.
Yes.
When both the parents are there and the kids are there.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know what I see people struggling with? My own clients, I have a lot of with me to about their clients. We're seeing people actually become suicidal. For example, I'm people that are super strong that you would never think would be suicidal, and they're going under. Myself and several other therapists I know have actually had to do welfare checks on people because they were actively suicidal, and we've had to call 911 and have someone go out and check on them.
Wow.
And so more people are suicidal. So you hear that, you know, there's a 900% increase in suicide calls to suicide hotlines. And therapists that I know and myself are seeing that in real life. So people are going under with depression, anxiety. The dynamics of the relationship is shifting. For example, if somebody has a difficult relationship and they've fallen into a pattern of how to cope with that. They're both at work. They're not together 24/7. They're doing okay. Now you throw them together 24/7 with all their dynamics and their issues, and it isn't like it gets better. You know, it isn't like they're in therapy and actually working on those issues. They get worse. So I hear people that are talking about divorce and separation. So relationships are struggling. The jokes that are going around on Facebook about how parents are struggling trying to teach their kids homeschool, that is real. I mean, people are joking about it. But a lot of people don't have the dynamic with their children where they can be that teacher authority figure.
Well, let me throw this observation out here before we take our break, Patty. Is when Desert Shield started, you know, back in 1990. Usually when Marines deploy, we do a 6-month workup. We do everybody's working together. You set up your wives groups, you set up all the, you know, everybody gets their wills done, powers of attorney. You know, you have 6 months to get all this done before you deploy. In 1990, it was literally pick up your stuff and leave. So some of us in the first group, last time I saw my wife for 8 months was I was driving out because I'd gotten the word that my group was leaving right then. And she was driving back down the road, and we stopped. And, you know, and held hands for like 10 seconds because I was on my way. And the amount of divorces, families breaking up during that time away was horrendous. Ships companies had, you know, were getting 60%, 70% divorces. People I knew been married for 18, 19 years, divorces. Oh, okay. And you can keep the children, too. Those kind of things. Now, it doesn't mean there wasn't something underlying in there to begin with, but just that huge, it was, you know, it was just all of the stuff happened so, you know, so fast. We were sending wills back. We were sending powers of attorney back. All these things had such an impact on the families, and it was amazing to see how many families failed during that time.
I have never yet seen stress make someone better. You know, there are families that dig deep when something horrible happens, and those tend to be the healthier families. But severe stress tends to make the existing problems way worse and create new problems of its own. And that's what I'm seeing happen with this COVID quarantine, shelter in place, off work, financial distress, the total unknown.
Okay,
and so when I saw it get worse, too, Carl, was as the government started talking about, yes, we're going to open, no, we're not, yes, you can go back to work, no, you can't, now we're going to punish you because you did this, people started failing. You add the uncertainty on top of the stress and all the problems they're going through and the financial struggles, and all of a sudden they couldn't handle it. It was like the straw that broke the camel's back, and in the last couple of weeks, people have gotten worse.
Okay.
That's why I did the show last week. Barely hanging on is what I called it. Because so many people are saying to me, I'm not the only one. I'm not crazy. I'm not weak. I'm not the only one who's going under. They needed to know.
We're with Dr. Patty Bay, marriage and family counselor. You know, she has her PhD in this. She has a show here on our station that has over 17,000 listeners. I think she said 16 or 17,000 listeners.
Yeah, 17,600.
17,600 because she can count them. Because she gets a phone call every Thursday. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's open. It's time to go in there, and Dr. Patty, this is probably a way of making up for some people, is bring home a bauble or a very, depending on how much stress there is, you know, a diamond tiara to bring home. And Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, is there to help you. They're really, really fine people. Their prices are fair. They can fix any type of jewelry. They've got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Go in, see Rebecca or Henry, and you will not be sorry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Dr. Patty Bay.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online. Call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me.
Welcome back to P5 Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567, the 19th of May here at 8:21 in the morning. And it is 47 degrees. Going up to 75 today. It looks like we're going to have, it says partly cloudy, but doesn't say anything about rain here. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful at 76, and then Thursday, 80. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for help around the house, whether it's an hour a day or 24 hours a day, you want people that are trained, people who have had their background in investigations, people that you are, you know, that will come to your house. You don't have to worry about it. They're very well trained from a business that's been here in Redding for 16 years, and that's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has helped so many thousands of people here over her time frame of the last 16 years. And has just received accolades and five stars and all of these things for the type of work her people do and the type of care that Sharon ensures that your loved ones get. For more information, give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. I'm with Dr. Patty Bay, who has a show on our station, Therapy in a Nutshell, from 11 to 12 on Saturday mornings. It's got 17,600, not 601, not 602, 17,600.
Oh, actually, I only get notices every 100 people, so it could be right close to 17,700.
Okay. I was going to say, how come it's not, you know, it could be. It could be. It could be like, you know, 99 more. So
it could be.
And we're talking about the impact COVID's had on families. You know, I have this question. I have to ask it because, you know, you've mentioned it kind of as an aside, but Facebook. Yeah. Facebook during CV19, I noticed has people have gotten angrier on Facebook. Yeah. And people, you know, one person said, hey, I went to the store and somebody called me the bitch word because I was wearing a mask. And and other people saying, you know, things like you're not wearing a mask and non-mask shaming you. And then it seems like, that people have just gotten a little more virulent on Facebook. I mean, they're ready to fight.
What I see happening, Carl, is that people are getting frightened. And when people are frightened, many people respond with anger and hostility. So what's happening is that people are getting confused. They don't know who to believe, what to believe. As an American population, we're getting a ton of different information. You know, Fauci says that, another expert says that, this political party says that, this one says that. You tune into different news stations, and every single one says something different. So people are confused, which makes them frightened, which makes them angry and hostile. And it's wearing on people because they're not getting clear information, and there's a lot of fear-mongering going on, which it just frightens people.
Well, you know, you hear anything from, how dare you open a business up because you're putting the rest of us at risk to, hey, you know what? We don't have any. We have very few cases up here in Northern California. Why shouldn't we be able to open up? And then you get into, you know, and I'll just use, I'm just going to use Les Baugh as an example. The supervisor gets his hair cut. And I mean, that went on for days. Now, part of that, I have to admit, part of it was was me.
Well, he was vilified for it.
Well, he was vilified. I never vilified him for it. My question was, I don't care if you get a haircut, but, you know, you're the guys that said we can't get haircuts, and you're putting it on Facebook. You know, what kind of signal does that send? And that's part of the mixed signals we're getting.
Right. And then you look at someone like a hairdresser. I'm thinking of one in particular. She's a single mom of two kids, and she's lost her income. She's trying to pay her rent. A stimulus check doesn't help with that for more than maybe a month. Uh-huh. And so she wants to go back to work, and they tried to open the salon. They got two citations. They were told if they got a third one, they'd be given a huge fine. So what does she do? Does she just go under? Does she feed her kids? Does she rely on family and stress them out? It's a no-win any way you look at it, and it's scary for these people. So the stress is astronomical. Now trickle that downhill. She's supposed to be homeschooling her two kids, worrying about business and money, and she's supposed to do a great job homeschooling her kids and interfacing with the teacher on a platform that she's not used to, the Zoom platform. The stress is astronomical, and it dominoes across families.
You know, things just as simple as Mother's Day. You couldn't go down, you know, Linda wants to see her parents. She sees her parents on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have not made that trip yet.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them all day on the phone and all that. And for Mother's Day, one of our people here, they went out and they did a walk around the block on different sides of the street. Because you don't want your very senior parents being exposed to things, and even though that you're healthy, you know, maybe it means that you need to get the CV19 test and then say, hey, look, I'm clean, but just the just the chance of exposing somebody in their 80s to this is enough to kind of keep you back. So,
well, think about it too, Carl. You get a test that says you don't have it, and what if you get exposed 3 days later?
That's right.
The test doesn't mean for the rest of your life you're not.
No, it just means for that period of time.
For that day, a couple days. You know, this is so confusing and so stressful for people. And then we add the other layers of stuff like mandatory vaccines and the fear-mongering that's going on about what's going to be put in these vaccines and are they going to control us and they're going to come and drag you out of your house. And it scares people. because they don't know what to believe and they don't know what to think and they don't know who to turn to for accurate information.
Well, and that's the thing is because, you know, we try not to do the fear mongering. So when I give statistics and stuff, it's, you know, that's there, that, you know, it's numbers, so many people have had it and all that. When we get 2,000 people together at the rodeo, I mean, this caused such consternation. And my thought on that is, well, one of two things is going to happen, nothing, or there's going to be a spike.
And let's see. We're waiting to see.
And we're waiting to see that.
And isn't this Saturday 2 weeks from now?
Let me see. No, that was Mother's Day. So Mother's Day was last week, right?
Yes.
So but okay. It was last week. Well, no, it was it last weekend?
It was last Sunday.
Last Sunday. So it was a Mother's Day rodeo. So it'll be this week. It'll be a full week and then into next week. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there.
Well, and that's part of what stresses people so much. They hear... The sky is falling, you're going to die, right? And then they look at the numbers and they go, wait a minute. No. So what's wrong with this? What the numbers don't match the sky is falling rhetoric. And so then they get mad. And then they don't know what to believe. And so you hear people going, I'm sick of this. I'm willing to risk getting the virus, or as my 3-year-old grandson calls it, the virus. That's very cute. You're willing to risk it because the risk of getting COVID and dealing with a bad case of the flu for some people, or not even anything, is not as bad as what's happening to them.
To their families.
To their families, to their income, to their businesses.
You know, we've got to take a break, but I want to come back and talk about domestic violence. This is one thing, one safe place, and the police, the sheriff, all of them fear. Is the fact that, you know, the domestic violence cases that are happening but not getting reported, child abuse, because a lot of times child abuse is reported by teachers and by, you know, the other kids that they know. So they have not been able to, they don't have those bell ringers there.
Right. So we need to talk about domestic violence, child abuse, and suicide ideology. Those are the three we need to cover.
Okay.
So I'll be here when you get back.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They're open at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. And Judy's been doing this since 1993 and been doing it very successfully, and there's a reason why. It's great advice. She finds insurance for people that couldn't find it, had their insurance canceled after the fires. Well, she found insurance for them at very competitive prices. All of this under Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You can give them a call at 221-0441 for an appointment, or stop in and tell them what you need and let them help you. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 8:31 in the morning, 47 degrees. We'll be right back.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. Good morning, everybody, as we go into our final half hour here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR, 8:35 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, on the Tuesday, the 19th of May. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where Monday at 9:30, I'm going to be sitting in the chair that's been sanitized, wearing a disposable bib. And Logan or Tim will have a mask on as they shear the incredible amount of hair I've been able to grow over the last 2 months.
I love Tim and Logan. They're awesome.
Aren't they something?
Yeah, I like Tim's dad, too.
Oh, yeah, D.C., they're located, like I said, in a Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478. They're working on, of course, on appointments only. And I'm here with Dr. Patty Bay, and this next half hour we're going to talk about domestic violence, suicidal tendencies, and other things that have come from CV-19, and you can directly point your finger at it. So,
yes.
Take off, Patty.
The thing that I worry about the most with the domestic violence is, we go back to that thing I was talking about before. Couples that have problems anyway now are under incredible stress, financial, thrown together, their communication issues, their sexual problems, all these things are exacerbated by the stress of COVID-19 and the quarantine and the shelter in place. Now, there's another factor that happens in domestic violence that is really frightening, and that is, it is too scary for, let's say, a woman. It is not always women that get abused, but it is too scary for a woman to go get help or report it because they are quarantined with their abuser. So let's say you get in a huge fight and he really scares you and you call the police and they come out and they do their thing where they talk and they try to calm it down and they see if somebody's been hurt and if they need to take somebody away. And very often, they'll calm it down and they'll leave. She's left with him. She can't even leave and go to mom's house or or go somewhere else. She can't go to her mother's house because she might infect her mother and, you know, things like that. They are stuck, so they don't report, and it only gets worse. You put someone in a hot cauldron of seething hostility, anger, fear, stress, financial going under, children home all the time. Domestic violence is going to happen sometimes even in the best of relationships. Now, you take a relationship that's already volatile, and you have a really bad formula.
Okay. Sue is looking at statistics that are coming in, not necessarily from here, though, right, Sue? It's just nationwide?
Yes, it's up 30%.
Up 30%.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not surprising. We have.
Well, and child abuse will be also, because of the stress, and because many families have really poor communication skills anyway. Many parents have poor parenting skills. So when everybody's stressed and angry, it doesn't make everybody go, oh, you know, we have so much more time and we're so much more well-rested. Let's be better parents. That isn't what happens.
On something like this, when there are so many problems, even though that if they were fortunate enough to get into the unemployment, that, you know, that's still, though, they're home. And when you're on unemployment, it affects people. That even though okay, there's sufficient money coming in, it still wears my sense of self-worth.
Yes. Loss of identity is a huge stressor. That's why people stress out when they go into retirement. That's why loss of a job or getting laid off or changing careers or moving to a new area. Loss of identity and support system is huge in terms of a stressor.
Well, you know what? You know, you live in Reading. I live in Reading. One of the reasons that we live in Reading is the people here.
Right.
And the fact, you know, we talked about, you know, if you moved someplace else, you'd have to start all over again, and you would never find a group of people like you have here in Reading.
Right. Yeah, you become isolated.
Yeah.
And isolation is not good for domestic violence, child abuse, or suicide ideology.
Well, the suicide ideology, could you go into that, please?
More and more people that, like, for example, someone who is very strong would never think of committing suicide, but who has kind of always managed a little bit of anxiety and depression. Now what you do is isolate them, put them under financial stress. They can't do their normal outlets, like go to church, be part of their Bible study.
Go to the gym.
Go to the gym, go see their grandkids. They can't do the things that have given their heart joy and have made them feel not alone. I'm particularly seeing this with widows. When Rich was dying of frontal temporal degeneration, he had a terminal brain disease, I was on a support group for caregivers of FTD. I'm still on the support group, and these women whose husbands have died are isolated, alone, went into this super stressed out from FTD, which is kills caregivers as much as it kills the people that have it, and they are reeling, Carl. They're suffering with loneliness and loss and depression and grief, and they are finding themselves suicidal when they never would be.
The ability to see something beyond this affects people.
Yes.
Is that true? Is that they see no end of what's happening to them?
Well, and not only have we had trouble finding where the end is, but the information being given about the end is always ambiguous and always fraught with, but it could come again. We could do this again in the fall. We could spend Christmas quarantined. It scares people. It takes away their hope, and any time you take away hope and people go into an anxious, depressed, unknown, hopeless time, what happens is suicide ideology becomes a coping mechanism. Now, look at it like this. I could just be out of here. I could off myself, and all of this would end, and then I'd be okay, especially sometimes people that have a spiritual belief. They can rely on their spiritual belief to keep them from being suicidal because they think that's wrong. But at the same time, there's this promise of glory.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, they'll go back and forth with the, I shouldn't do this spiritually, but it's an escape, it's a release. And people will actually use suicide ideology as a coping mechanism.
Well, what should families do? I mean, and I can tell you in the Marine Corps, because, you know, the military goes through, it seems like it goes through cycles mm-hmm. of suicide, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they were even in combat. You know, many of them are have never been in combat, and yet they're still suicides. And one of the things we have our people, we train our people to do is if they think one of their buddies is having these thoughts, is to ask them directly, are you thinking about killing yourself?
Yes.
And confronting that, is that a good idea?
Yes. The mistake that people make lots of times is they think if I ask you, are you suicidal, it's going to make you suicidal. Here's the way that you help keep someone from killing themselves. You ask them, are you suffering? Are you hurting? Are you feeling suicidal? Have you thought of harming yourself? You'll get kind of vague answers sometimes, like, oh, no, I would never do that. I just can't take it anymore. What I teach people all the time is find out what the it is. I can't take it anymore. I can't take this anymore. I can't take that happening again. What is the it, the this, or the that? Don't offer stupid advice. Don't say, oh, my gosh, you know, God loves you, blah, blah, blah. That's not going to stop them from killing themselves. But to say, tell me what it is that you can't handle anymore. Talk to me about it. Do a whole lot of listening and make listening noises. That's what you do on the phone, like, uh-huh, okay. Tell me more about that. When did that happen? I need the details. Tell me more. You just listen. You don't start offering advice.
Okay.
So when somebody says they're so sad and so lost and so frightened, have them talk to you about it. And do far more listening than you do fixing and whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's okay to say, you know what, you're really suffering. We need to reach out to somebody to get some help.
Yeah.
And I'm here for you, and I'll help you get some help.
Yeah, this is the type of thing, you know, I've known Patty since I've been here and her late husband. And you know what, you know, not to change the subject, but what Rich had, I'm seeing it more and more and more in people that have passed away. And maybe it's because now I know what to look for in the sense of what it is. And but it seems like I've seen this probably over the last 3 weeks, 4 times. And people of note that who have passed, you know, that they would make that, you know, they would say what they passed from. And so besides our regular illnesses that we have, when you get stressed then and, you know, and you've got everything. I mean, if you have 2 or 3 kids at home and you're not used to being home with them every day, it can be too much for some people.
Yeah, it is too much for some people. I'm watching it be too much for them.
Yeah. Okay. We're here with Dr. Patty Bay. She's got a show called Therapy in a Nutshell on Saturday mornings that has 17,600, almost 700 listeners.
Right. And you can archive the show in the KCNR archives.
Yeah.
All of the past shows are there. You can archive, you can listen to them on my podcast. Just type in Dr. Patricia Bay, Therapy in a Nutshell. And they're there to help people who can't get out, who can't afford therapy, who can't get their partner in for therapy. There's lots of good couples stuff on there. Communication basics, conflict resolution, affair recovery, why people cheat, anxiety, depression. There's a whole lot of subjects that a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah, and it's a great show. And her voice is never gets excited. Unless she's in the middle of a Native American flute contest.
Right.
And then she gets right into it. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:47 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's going to be looks like it's going to be a nice day.
Reading Red. Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere, Ag, and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
The healing has begun.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 8:51 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, and here on the 19th of May. Our guest today is Dr. Patty Bay, who has a show on Saturday mornings from 11 to noon called Therapy in a Nutshell. And I wanted to have Patty on for our audience here during the week to, you know, if you haven't heard her show, you got to tune in. And she has everything archived here that you can go back and listen to the different shows. And she's got an international following, a local girl here. And we're talking about the impact of CV-19 on families, on the domestic violence, on the fact of suicide now, and it's that people are looking at that as a way of of just getting out of this whole thing, because they don't see at the end that there is an end to this.
Right.
But there is. There is an end to this.
Right. There is an end. And what I said on my show last Saturday when the title of the show was Barely Hanging On, I said to people, tie a knot at the end of your rope and hang on tight, because we are going to get through this. It's just that we can't predict exactly how that's going to happen or exactly when. But this is the time to dig deep and to recognize when you have suicidal ideology, it's a cry for help. You're struggling. So you need to reach out and get some help. Call your minister. Call a friend. There's telehealth happening. There's even texting, video therapy being offered.
Telemedicine, yeah.
Yeah, telemedicine, and you can get some help without having to leave your house.
Are you
some of it's covered by insurance. If you have partnership or Medi-Cal, it's covered 100% for therapy. There is help available, but you've got to reach out and ask. And recognize that suicide, that permanent solution to a temporary problem, doesn't need to be your coping mechanism.
No, there's so many other things out there. You know, it's, and I think people, if you have an optimistic outlook on life, that hey, I'll get past this, mm-hmm. and I don't know how you can instill that in people.
The problem is that even people that are very optimistic and strong and never give up on anything are struggling. And that when somebody's a very strong person and all of a sudden they start to feel like that,
yeah.
they
Could
feel like they're not hanging on, that they're getting weak. And then that weighs on them.
I know this may be, look, people have gotten into TV and binging because, I mean, this is what, you can only do so much work around the house. Is that having an effect on people?
Sure. People are bored. And they feel unproductive. And they want to do a home project. But, you know, picture that you go to Home Depot or Lowe's and you want to do your home project, but that aisle's closed off. You know, it's frustrating. It's scary. It's boring. They want to feel productive. And part of what we judge our productivity by is how well we're able to provide for our families.
Okay. We got a caller. Janice, good morning. Do you have a question for Dr. Patty Bay?
Yes.
Okay, you're on live.
I'm listening.
Oh, let me shut the radio off. Yes, I know what you said about we always think, oh, this is going to end, this is, we're getting through, but this whole fear tactic of, okay, it's May 31st, now it's June 15th. Oh, no, September, they may not be able to go back to school. You know, on and on it goes. It starts to look like really manipulative and false information. How can people deal with that? Like this poor lady with no two children and no job.
Okay, Janice, that's a good question. Thank you.
I think you're absolutely right, and you're speaking to a point that is happening to people. There are layers to this stress. There's the financial layer and the quarantine layer and the self-esteem. There's the providing for your family layer. And then when we put on top of that, we don't know who to believe with what information, so that's stressful. And we have this vast unknown. We'll hear things are going to get better and stuff's going to open up. Oh, maybe not. Kids are going to go back to school. Oh, maybe not. You might have to do this all next year. There might not be school. The unknown, the back and forth is giving people whiplash. They go, whoa, no, we believe that. No, it's this. No, but I heard that. So the confusion, the chaos, the misinformation, the unreliable information of who to believe for what is making people extremely stressed. And so, Janice, you're bringing up an incredible point. How do we deal with this? Part of it is to recognize that all of that is happening and that you're scared. And so you need to talk to friends and family, and you need to try not to fearmonger, and you need to say, look, I'm going to check out information as best I can.
Well,
there's no simple answer to it.
Yeah, you've got to, you know, and not listen. Don't get all your information from Facebook. Don't get all your, you know, you've got to research some of it, and I think most people can. That, you know, that this is, you look around and people are not dying like they said. It's not, maybe, you know, for whatever reason. And because of that, you know, you look and you go, okay, we're going to open up these businesses. Okay, now we're going to open up these businesses. And, you know, you've got to be able to follow this and look and say, okay, I can be able to do this next week. But like Jana says, well, not so fast. However, people up in the North State are able to open up a lot sooner than people in San Francisco and L.A. because of the social distancing and just the distance we have anyway up here between people.
Right. We're not as crowded.
Yeah.
We're not crowded like New York or San Francisco or L.A.
Hey, Patty, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to my website, patriciabay.com, and you can email Dr. Patty, And I try to answer emails as best as possible. If I get a 10-page email and they say, fix me on email, that's difficult. But what I can do is refer you to who might be able to help you. If you're saying I need to get into somebody, if you tell me whether you're cash pay or you've got insurance, what type of insurance you have, that can help me refer you to somebody good.
Okay.
And get you rocking and rolling to get some help.
Yeah,
or to the appropriate agency.
Yeah, when I came back after the last combat tour, I had this inordinate desire to punch people. And so I saw Patty, and I still have that desire, but she's given me different ways to handle it. So.
Yeah, it's called coping tools. Don't punch the grocery store clerk, Carl.
Oh, no, grocery store clerks, I love them.
Yeah, it's, you know, we all have feelings, whether it's anxiety or depression or anger or confusion or hostility. It's all about how do you deal with those feelings. It's not about you shouldn't have those feelings. It's what are your coping skills.
That's the whole thing.
And so the idea of therapy is to put tools in your tool belt so that you can pull them out when you need them.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Patty, she's told you how to get a hold of her. Her shows are on Saturday mornings from 11 to 12.
Uh-huh.
It's a if you tune in because you're going to learn a lot just like today.
Thank you, Carl.
And that the feelings that you have are no different than other people. It's just how you're going to cope with them and to find those tools. Okay.
Exactly.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the sheriff on and maybe another surprise guest at 7, but the sheriff will be on at 8 o'clock to talk about law enforcement during this time and who's going to be cited. And what is the main emphasis for law enforcement during the CV-19? Everybody have a great day. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which
of
you? Yeah.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Patty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.